Cliffcentral.com. Welcome to it.
This is the Capital Wrap Up. 3 p.m., 2 minutes after 3 p.m. on a Wednesday, Cliff Central. And yeah, man, what's good? What up, Bonzi?
Hey, fam. I'm a bit tired.
Are you right?
Because I was at Trap Tuesdays last night.
Oh, yeah? How was Trap Tuesdays last night?
It was nice, fam. It was my first time.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, let me go check this thing out. You know, who goes out on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, eh, yo, people actually go out on a Tuesday.
So it was lit last night?
It was a bit lit.
And you're going to a wedding after this,
and I left. I left early, even. Not even early. I left late, and it was still full, and it was still jumping.
All right.
So I was like, damn.
On a Tuesday.
Clearly don't have anything to do tomorrow morning.
All right, cool. Kev, how you doing? Old school, what's good,
what
fam?
What up, my G? What up, what up?
Are you
what
good,
up,
pimp?
I'm nice, my dog.
Uh-huh. Are you causing trouble today, as always?
Nah, B. You know, I'm just out here, like, I've been on, like, the NBA finals.
Yeah.
They've got me, B.
Uh-huh.
Dub Nation, what up? All you Cav niggas need to shut the hell up.
It's sad for
like
Cavs,
everybody's
boy.
Like been looking at LeBron like, yeah, he's coming with it. Oh ho, you've been saying that since last season.
He's choking right
I'm
now.
I'm sad. Yo, boy. They're demolishing
that, me. That guy promised the Cavaliers like the title last season.
Yeah.
Now he's looking at them like, look, I got my ring, okay? Y'all niggas need to step
I
the fuck
mine.
Up. Okay.
Yo, a little later on today, we are going to be hanging around with Boss Donkey, Ricky Rick. He's in the building. Say what up, fam?
Yo, what up? What's going on?
Are you good, my G?
No, I'm pretty much out here.
Yo, you hella early, dog. I know rappers don't know how to keep time, so I got to say I'm mad impressed, fam.
He's too clean, B. It's too easy.
It's because I don't want to be late for my next joint, so I got to stay early.
Yeah. It's true.
I'll probably be late for the next joint, but for you, I'll be early. All
right. Oh, okay. Wait, are you running something after this?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, then I think this week we'll do things a little bit differently then. What we'll do is usually we start with the news and then we get into the interview. And then, but this week we're just going to have to do it differently. We're going to start with the interview. We're going to get straight into it. We've never done this before on the Capital
Wrap-Up.
What's
on the news? I think, what if there's interesting things? If there's interesting things on the news, Cap,
right, Cap?
We might need to just inform these people. I think, you know, anything could have happened in the past 24 hours.
As long as
you can accept that you'll be late for your next appointment.
No, it's fine, because something life-changing might have happened in the news. But if
what
it's
happened?
Not life-changing, right. It's going to be a problem.
All right, cool. Let's get straight into the news, right? On the new music front, Kid X has put out a brand new video. He was out in Cape Town a couple of weeks ago at the Red Bull Studios, and he recorded and shot a video for a joint called Before. And he actually shot the video in the studio. So it was like a throwaway joint. So I think that was pretty interesting. Like pretty.
Have you seen it?
I haven't. I've seen snippets, but I haven't seen the whole video.
Okay.
Yeah. DJ Milkshake's also putting out his brand new video for Bankroll. That's coming out this Friday, featuring Kid X as well as LES.
Why did it take so long?
I don't know. I really don't know. You'll have to.
Videos cost, yo. videos cost, boy.
DJ Vigilante has been teasing us with the Bang Out joint featuring Nasty,
yes!
AKA and KO. Like I have a feeling it's going to drop this week, but...
No, you said that last time.
No,
like,
no,
I didn't. I
think
it's going to drop it this week.
I said next week.
Okay.
I said next week. Yo, you can listen to the podcast, fam. You can listen
I've
to the podcast.
I've been listening to the podcast, so. And you ain't saying the damn thing, dog.
So, yeah, I think it's just going to be a surprise drop. He doesn't want to announce any dates.
I hope he doesn't pull a detox on us. Like,
nah,
it's
yo,
coming,
he can't,
it's coming.
He can't. A Reese from Ambitious Entertainment put out his follow-up single to Couldn't. It's called Umgani.
That track is dope.
It's dope, it's got that sample that
don't leave me, girl.
I think it's pretty dope, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And being the young guy that he is, I feel like it's a really young, fun joint.
And it's so fresh. Like now, like these days, all you hear is trap. Like, you know what I mean? Like, can
I mean,
we just
there's Trap Tuesdays?
You know what I'm saying? Like, can we just, you know, switch it up, Hanya, you know
bit,
what
nah?
I mean? Like,
but you're old school ass niggas. So
Austin, my nigga Austin.
Les is also putting out his brand new video featuring AKA as well as Max for Real Stuff. That also comes out on Friday, so make sure you look out for that. And the homie Ricky Rick is putting out a brand new video, man. What should we expect? It's coming out on Friday.
I think it's coming out on Friday.
You think?
I might push it to listen to all the videos that you just said are dropping. Jeez, thank you for the news. Thank you. At least I was here for the news.
Kept on and skipped the news.
You know, yeah, I think I might just change it to Monday or Tuesday. Jeez, so much data, bro.
So there's a lot of videos dropping. Yo, man, something that I think was like it was.
Is that the wait? Hold up. Was that the news?
No, that's just the new news.
Because you must talk about the children suffering in Thailand and in
hip-hop news.
I thought you guys would be telling us about, you know, the president says the currency increased.
Come on.
Where's the economics in this?
That's the wrong show.
What's going on, guys?
Well, I can tell you the share price of videos has gone up.
It's a good one.
All right, cool. Going overseas with the news a bit. So Will Smith is going to be a pallbearer at Muhammad Ali's funeral. So as we know, the boxing legend passed away last week, Friday, I think it was.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, Will Smith was also.
But I don't understand that.
Why?
Muhammad Ali is Muslim. And in the Muslim culture, you're supposed to be buried within 24 hours.
The next day, yeah. I don't know, man. I think because of the person he is, like...
Asnandaba, dog. That was his culture. That was his religion.
I don't think he's the original Muslim.
Yeah.
I think he's the Brooklyn... Black he's the Brooklyn Muslim. I think those are the differences.
Oh, so you say he's bow tie Muhammad?
Yeah, he's the bow tie. No disrespect, but I think he was the bow tie one. I don't think
they changed the rules a little bit.
Yeah, the rules is different. Guys, yeah. No, the game is set up differently. Yeah,
So Fat Joe and Remy Ma have explained how they were not allowed to hear the remix for All the Way Up. They weren't allowed to hear the Jay-Z verse. In fact, they weren't even allowed to hear each other's verses. So Cool and Dre just kept it a secret from everybody. Fat Joe knew who was going to be on the remix, but they didn't tell Remy Ma until the day the joint dropped. Because that's her favorite rapper, and they were just like, nah, you're going to leak this shit. You're going to talk too much. So they literally just kept it.
Yeah, she loves Jay-Z.
I really feel like Jay-Z, like, he needs to come correct.
Old school.
Yeah, dog. Just let
I promise you,
dog,
like,
Jay-Z
no, he made up for
dog.
It in Drug Dealers Anonymous. He made up for it.
So just get off Jigga's case, dog.
No, man.
Sometimes
he's a legend. He can't be putting out duds like that, dog.
But you can't be rapping like your ass off all the time.
Dog, he's Jay-Z. That is Jay-Z. That's the epitome of Jay-Z.
Yeah, we nickname this nigga old school because the mentality is old school.
It's not old school. It's real nigga shit, dog. Why must I conform? Fuck y'all. Okay.
So Macklemore has a nude painting of Justin Bieber in his studio. Yeah, I think it's weird as fuck. We found out in March. Apparently, it's a portrait of Justin Bieber pouring maple syrup down his body, and there's pancakes on his crown jewels.
What the hell is up with these Canadians, dog?
So they asked Macklemore, what the fuck is that about? And he was like, yo, man, it's an investment piece. I think that painting is going to be worth a lot of money. I think he just has a crush on Bieber, man. Like, and he just needs to...
Why can't it be an investment?
Dog, because he got it for $20. And he said, it's probably worth $30 now. That's why it's not an investment. I mean, really.
All right, I try to defend him.
So Prince's cause of death has been revealed. He died from an accidental overdose of fentanyl.
Which one is that one? Fentanyl.
It's a pill.
It's a high intensity pain drug, and apparently they give it to chronic patients and people with the last stage of cancer.
Mm. It's so one over penicillin.
How much is that thing? How much is the
chance? Yo, you need the real guap for that one.
You need that Michael Jackson money, baby.
Hey, because these expensive drugs keep killing our stars. Eh? They need to dumb it down. Like,
what happened
to cocaine and heroin? Like, come on.
Hey, funny you mentioned
these
heroin.
These guys need to dumb it down.
They actually say that this drug is 50 times more potent than heroin.
Damn. Jeez.
Yeah, man, yeah. They must take it easy, man. What happened to a little bit of, you know what I mean? A little bit of angel dust. Come on, guys.
PCP.
All right, now, in some news that I found interesting. I didn't think of this. I couldn't imagine it when I read this. But did you guys know that Pusha T wrote the McDonald's jingle?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that interview with Steve Stout. I said that Yeah, but anyway.
What did you say?
I'm loving it.
Please tell us what did you say,
I'm loving it, Jingle.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
I thought that was Justin Timberlake. Wasn't that Justin Timberlake?
He was in the studio.
The Neptunes produced it, but Pusha wrote it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Shout out to Pusha. Yeah.
Pusha Tan, from selling drugs
to selling Burke.
Done, you know what I'm saying?
Look, as long as he got his check for it, you know what I mean?
And you know the thing, like, his name is actually even more insane. Like, the story behind Pusha T's name. Like, you know, it's Push A Ton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, that guy, he used to drive, like, an S500 before, like, any other rappers.
You side checking, dog.
We know about the drug money.
Thank you very much.
I love drug dealers.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that one. I appreciate it.
Thank you for that information.
So, Tyga is reportedly pitching a show featuring all the Kardashian exes. The show is called Tyga's Den. And apparently he's reached out to Scott Disick as well as Lamar Odom to be on the show as well. And yeah, man, I guess he knows that if he gets, you know, the X's, then he's going to get some ratings. I'm not sure.
But
I think it'll be a bit weird though, man.
Which are the other X's?
Whose X's?
Scott Disick.
What about that Humphries nigga?
And Lamar Odom. Well, they only mentioned those two.
They could get that. Yeah, they should get that Chris Humphries nigga.
Ray J.
It'll be too lit.
Ray J should definitely be there.
Isn't Scott still with Courtney? Like, aren't they back together again?
They broke up, fam.
Because I saw, like, he did some party tour, was with him and all that shit.
It's over, fam.
Look, I think Tyga just wants.
And then the other day,
Tyga
just
wants the extra check, fam.
Yeah. Let him, man.
He can get it. I just want him to make music.
Yeah, well, who? Tyga.
He just needs to stay away from buying cars. If he gets a check, don't buy another car. Because you know where that's going.
To the next month.
Wow.
So Drake has caused a bit of havoc in his latest drop, 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
Mm. Are you clapping shots. Drake yet?
He's taking shots at Diddy, man.
Yeah, no. Proper.
Was a track, huh?
Yeah. No, proper.
Thank you.
I was like, wow. This is the Drake I know.
The Drake that you fuck with.
I know. You know what I mean? Yeah. That I fuck with, like, that 5 a.m. in Toronto type Drake. Yeah. 9 a.m. in Dallas
rapping.
And
he
shit.
Was really rapping on this
but
one,
now, man. You know, why are all these time zones? It was 3 a.m.
Yeah.
We're 6 o'clock. We're in 6 o'clock in New York.
Now
it's 4 o'clock in Calabasas.
Yeah.
Where are we going next now?
There was a Dallas one as well.
I think Joburg must come back.
Somebody in South Africa is going to drop a track called Kora 2 in Joburg. Kora 2 in Hammanskraal. Yeah.
Past 1, Nippenville.
Bringing shit back home, man. Shout out to Miss Cosmo, man. She was on Sway in the Morning Monday morning. She was spinning out there.
She was playing
local South African joints, man.
Yeah.
So shout out to her for, you know, doing a thing and pushing the culture. Mashaya Pukle was out in Paris this past weekend as well. He did a show out there. Mashaya Pukle. Shana Raba. You're old school, fam.
Yeah,
come on.
You know me.
So he was out there and like I saw a picture of the crowd, man. Like it looked pretty lit and it looked like he was really doing
enjoying it.
Yeah, man. So shout out to him. AKA hosted the Empire press conference with Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard. And after the press conference, he was asking Terrence if
he could be on the show.
He must holler at Lee Daniels
like,
and shit.
Yo, man, set it up. Write me in a character or something, you know?
He was battle Hakeem.
Speaking of AKA, he's also going to be performing out at the BET Experience at the end of the month. It's not the actual awards, but the fan festival just before. He's going to be performing alongside the like of Fat Joe, Remy Ma, Designer, like
everyone,
OT Genesis,
it's crazy.
Yeah, Ray Shrimmer, Drake, everybody, man.
I know he made it.
Yeah,
he made the dream work.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Huh?
Yeah, that's nice. Dope, man. Speaking of the BETs as well, MT has been nominated for BET Viewers Choice Award for Best New International Act, man.
Who?
And MT.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, man. To wrap up the news, he also won the Record of the Year at the Summers, which is the second year that hip hop takes Record of the Year, man. So shout out to hip hop, man.
That's
shout
true.
I got a question.
I was so
I
happy about that.
What's this question?
I got a question for Ricky though.
Yeah.
You know. In Sitlukotin.
Yeah.
Let's get to the interview.
No, Mara, we're on it.
Okay.
I think we're in it already.
Yeah, we're in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah.
So you say, if these niggas can buy these fucking awards, my nigga, I don't want them.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Keep it 100.
I don't think I'm talking about anyone. I think I'm talking about the awards, if anything.
Oh, is it?
I think if anything, you're talking about the Woods.
Because there was speculation that you were talking about MT.
Nah, man. There's a lot of people who can maneuver.
Who can buy awards.
Who can maneuver awards. It's more the system. I think I was on Metro, which is the last and which is the last time I heard myself on Metro. When I went to Metro after the thing, I explained to them that the system is messed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Metro system is messed up. So, you know, it was for pretty much anyone. A lot of people want awards. I think MT deserves any award he wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of other people who don't really. You know what I mean?
Deserve.
Right. So, we deserve, I don't doubt.
So now there was after, you know, the, as Kat said, people thought you were speaking to MT. MT even thought you were speaking about him, which is why he then responded with the joint. So how's your situation with the homie now?
I never heard the joint, but we're cool. I spoke to him just the other day.
Yeah,
we're cool.
Okay, so whatever beef there was or miscommunication has all been sorted out.
Yeah, we're 100 all the time.
Yeah, okay. We ask real questions over here. Yo.
Yeah, so now your interview might be done. I think, I don't know what the hell you're gonna, what else you're gonna, you should have saved that for the last segment.
Yo, man, I want to take it back, man, for people who don't know Ricky Rick, as long as, you know, as long as maybe we've known you. When I first heard of you as a musician, you were making music with Les. You know, where were you before then? Like, how did you get into the music game?
I was pretty much, like, making beats. Like I learned how to make hip-hop beats from, like, one of my homeboys. His name was Mbu.
Yeah.
So, like, he put me onto the drum machine, taught me how to make beats, and then, like, he put me onto like Ken Zero and Osmic and basically like the underground hip hop movement.
Yeah.
And then like they pushed me to do a few mixtapes. Like Ken Zero put me on his first, like, you know, tapes and all that stuff.
Shit.
And then I went from like you know, rapping underground stuff to like somehow linking up with Les. And then when I linked up with Les, it was like you know, people started knowing who Ricky Rick was in some sort of way.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, it's just been making more music. And then now we're here today.
Okay. Y'all dropped that barbershop joint, hey?
Yeah, barbershop.
Was that your first joint that you did with Les?
That was the first. It wasn't actually. We did like a whole mixtape, and then that was like after the mixtape we dropped a barbershop. We did a mixtape called Last Summer.
How do you feel about it when you look at it today? Like,
I think it was like, if I listen to what I'm talking about, it was like. I hated the song from the beginning.
From the beginning? And you just said, yeah, let's
no,
do it.
No, like, I hated the song, but, like, at the time, it was like, you must understand, like, nothing is acceptable until somebody does it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I just wanted to make a song talking about kicks and being fresh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I hated it. You know, people didn't like it or whatever, but it was just too advanced, you know what I mean? It was too advanced at the time because I was talking about Jordans and getting fades and all stuff.
And funny enough,
and that time, everyone was doing dreadlocks and wearing creatives, you know what I mean? So yeah. I just wanted to do a song talking about Jordans and being fresh.
Funny enough, I think if that song came out like now, you know, couple
it would
years
be
back,
the
it
shit.
It would be all right.
It would be the shit.
I definitely believe so.
At that time, you have to understand it was all about content. It was like pro kid.
Yeah.
People were already getting tired of like Josie. The whole swag era was like dying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like pro kid. It was like AKA. It was like Kulichana. So it was all about like lyricism and pushing that. So no one wanted to hear about swag back then, you understand, on tracks. Yeah.
And I found this old school joint. Well, one of your joints was Gotti Gambino.
Yeah,
Best Friend.
Yes,
Gotti. I love that joint, boy.
Fuck it, we'll play the joint right now.
I found it. I was watching Channel O.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what joint is this? Hey, the beat was going
that was
in.
A soulful joint.
He was nice on the hook. I was like, damn. Yes. Hey, Ricky even got, you know, got some pipes. Hey.
No more. Pause.
Wow.
I've actually never heard the joint. I heard the mixtape was crazy, but I never actually got a chance to listen to it.
I think
if you still got it, please hook me up.
Tell the truth, I think like, you know, like now when you drop something, it needs to like hit 100,000 downloads.
Yeah.
24 hours. That time, I think we were doing like 500 downloads, and we were like, oh man, we did it. Yeah, they know.
They know the streets, nigga.
Yeah, the streets know we're hot. So it was like a different time, man. It was a different time.
Yo, but I do want to hear this joint that Monty's telling me about. Make sure you get in touch with us. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook us. You can WeChat us, Cliff Central. And yeah, this is Gotti Gambino featuring Ricky Rick with Best Friend. It's a throwback. No.
TV, I see you. Why you chilling by yourself, girl? Can I come through? You know I'm fly. Please don't pass me by. I'll be your best friend if you let me. Mummy, so summer ice cream with the wafer. Cool your bull rock raider. I'm so pimp, got suede on the gator. Pocket swelling up, got me screaming, calculator. What's your mask, girl? I'ma call later. I got Jimmy at Star Wars, low Darth Vader. We can get it close like neighbors. What you say, love? Keeping it standy. Oh, is this your broad, my bad B? We're getting closer, Slum V. I'ma take her home, Humvee. Your man's played out Black Dundee. I back 10 my deals monthly. Daddy damn beat on the damn beat. If your broad disappear, oops, my bad B. Baby, you see me, I see you. I see you. Why you chillin' by yourself, girl? Can I come through? Come through. You know I'm fly. Please don't pass me by. I'll be your best friend. It's hot girls I'll be choosing. Gotta be tropical, right for the season. Skirt too short, she teasing. Keys in ignition, cause the Goonies leaving. With a hot Puerto Rican flavor. My behavior, something like Richard Gere. Pretty woman, red dress, dude. I just wanna date her. So I KRM. Girl got it going on, smooth with the blend. Finny shades got her looking cute in the Benz. Sex in the city, doing lunch with her friends. I'm her Stendy charmer. Mommy Gucci down, couldn't get no finer. Keep her moving like a European driver. I'm soiree, your boy's on fire. Baby, you see me, I see you. I see you. Why you chilling by yourself, girl? Can I come through? I'm fly, please don't pass me by. I'll be your best friend if you let me.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
All right, cool. So that was a little bit of a throwback. That was Gotti Gambino featuring Ricky Rick off the last summer mixtape. all right, cool. So
that was a dope track, though.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah,
that was dope.
Hella soulful. It took me back. It's from my slum village kind of feel.
Yeah,
you know
dog.
I mean?
It's got that slum village feel.
Okay, cool. So after last summer happened, you took a bit of a break from the music. And then when you came back, you put out Amantombazan, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like where the Ricky that we know today was kind of born.
Yeah.
Did you expect that song to be as big as it was?
Well, what I was trying to do is like, because I was like overseas, né?
Yeah.
And then like, because like I was just taking a sabbatical, like I was taking a sober break, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was turning up like before, so I couldn't make any music.
Yeah.
So when I like took like a sober break overseas, and when I came back, like I wanted to make like, I wanted to sort of like bring back Kwaito in a way, like the original Kwaito, you know? And like, so I was like, and I was in LA just producing like Kwaito beats. Like, so like when I came back, I was like, Amantombazan is like the new sound direction I want to take, you know? Cause like at that time, everyone was sort of like, you know, is Kwaito in? Is Kwaito out?
Yeah,
what's happening?
In limbo.
Yeah.
In limbo. So I was like, yo, I really want to like bring back like a Kwaito sound. And Amantombazan was like, on purpose to bring back a Kwaito sound. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to actually do Kwaito music. I didn't want to continue rapping. I wanted to do like Kwaito vibes, you know what I mean? Because that's what I always grew up to.
And apparently you actually tried to sell that beat to a couple of niggas, and niggas were like,
niggas
nah.
Played me. I gave it to Muggs. I gave it to Muggs. Yeah. I played in the studio. Les, AKA, and then we're in the studio. The whole Cash Time thing, like, I was like telling him like, yo, Kwaito, like, yo, this is the thing. The Kwaito is the one. And but everyone, luckily everyone was like, no, it's not the one. And then I recorded it anyway with Smiso.
Yeah.
And I got them on the remix. The ones who said no, I put them on the remix. Yeah. No, then I put everyone else on the remix, you know. But like, you see with beats, like I'm a producer first, né?
Yeah.
But it's always hard to like sell visions to people. So like every track I've ever rapped over,
yeah,
I've always tried to give it away to somebody. Like all of my music has never actually been for me. Like my whole album wasn't actually for me. It was for other people. But like I just ended up in a position where I could put music out, and like this character was created, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the people. So I just continue with the flow. But every single beat I've ever made, every single song you ever hear, I've always pitched it to somebody else at some point.
That's
time.
Crazy.
Speaking of SME, like how did your guys' relationship start with the whole Boys and Bucks movement and everyone?
Yeah, we were like SME was working at the Nike store in Melville that time, and I was like in first year or whatever, second year, and like it was like a thing of like just like people pumping off a swag. Like I sold Scoop a pair of Jordans. And then, like, he introduced me to, like, everyone at the Nike store. And then, like, we just linked. It was really, like, over Jordans, like, because we just used to put each other on to, like, the dope kicks and whatever. And then we just became friends from there. Like, I met Scoop wearing the I'ma Keep Keep shoes. Do you remember the I'ma Keep Keep shoes?
Yeah.
They look like the shine, the all-star one. And I said, Scoop, hey, Scoop, those shoes, man, they're not the one.
Not the one.
But I got you. You must never tell somebody something without a solution. I said, yo, those shoes, they're not the one. But yo, I got you.
I'm
gonna put you onto something, and then that's how I sold him the pair of Jordans, and then after that it was always just chemistry.
Yeah,
yeah.
And what's the situation with Boys and Bucks now, man? Like, there's a lot of hearsay, there's a lot of rumors, you know, from someone who's involved with Boys and Bucks. Yeah. What's the situation now with the cats?
Well, I think everyone's cool. Like, everyone's in a space where they're happy at least. Like, I don't like. Like, for me, dog, like, me, I'm old, dog. You check what I'm saying? I got kids, and everybody's actually got kids, like.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's no time for us to, like, fuck around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no time for anybody to, like, dwell over, like, beefs or like, feeling left out or anything. So everyone's just, like, we got to just keep it moving, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, everyone's just keeping it moving and taking care of theirs. And, like, it's always family. Like, it's always family. We'll always be family. But sometimes family is not meant to, like, create a company together or work together directly. You know what I mean? Family is meant to stay family. So that's where we are right now. It's like a family. You know what I mean?
All
right.
So
you know, like, you like a dude that's getting into fashion right now. Tell us about that. Like, your fashion line and then.
Yeah, I'm the best. Like, like I realized, like, my mind, like, I just have, like, things in my mind. Like, because, like, South Africa's frustrating and, like, we don't have, like, actually stuff to buy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, we end up, like, all rocking the same shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like we don't get support to create, like, our own shit. Like, you know, it's either you have the money to create something or you don't, you know? So, like, a lot of young kids are trying to design and, like, make stuff happen, and it's, like, impossible, you know? So, like, for me, it's, like, I've always had a passion for threads. Like, I mean, I've always had a passion for threads and, like, everything. All my relationships have always come from threads and, like, the way you rock clothes and, like, people like you just because of that, you know? So I realized that I actually need to, like, you know, create some stuff of my own, and I've been doing that slowly and, like, trying to, like, you know, build, like, a dope brand that could just offer alternatives to kids so they don't have to, like, rock Red Bat or whatever it is, or rock, like, you know, some Mr. Price thing that's, you know, that they don't really want to, you know?
Yeah.
Create, like, affordable clothes where the kids can rock. That's what I'm trying to do.
As a creative in the world that's getting into the fashion industry, a few months ago, there was a big hullabaloo on Twitter about, about, like, how your t-shirt is, like, this cost this much. And, and as a creative, how do you feel, like, how do you deal with the criticism of that nature?
The reality of it is, like, yo, most people who complain are either people who can't get something or wouldn't get it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it's like they're just, like, trying to add fire, you know? Like, when that whole thing was going on, like, all the shirts was sold out, which was, like, so crazy. Like, all the shirts were already gone.
<They're> gone.
Like, you couldn't get one. I think you could get a few on a few websites, but, like, I gave, like, every website just, like, two, and that was the situation. But, like, you know, like, when you're creating something, you really can't care about what people are going to say. Like, people are always going to tell you whack, or they're going to tell you, like, yo, they don't like your joint, or they're always going to say something. But you must always think, like, what are they doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't take, like, everybody's information to be the truth, because it's not, you know. People's opinions is not really the gospel.
And that's true. But I do have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
On the Les joint, there's something you guys say, and no one knows what you guys are saying, so I don't know. What are you guys saying?
Which joint?
A lot of joints. Hey. A lot of joints. People don't know what the hell I'm saying. Which one? The Boys and Toys.
I know. Bozonke and the North guy. Now there's a part where you guys are like, num num num. Num num num. What are you guys saying?
Yeah, so it's Wanya Wanyo. Wanya wanyo. Yeah, that section, yeah. Wanya wanyo. You know what I'm saying?
What's wanya wanyo?
Yeah, what is
yeah, it's like a chant, boy. It's an anthem. You check what I'm saying? When it's going down.
You know, like, you know, Samoans and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Like, wanya
I don't know.
Wanyo. It's like, whoa, lo, lo, lo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm sure you niggas were high when you came up with that shit.
No, like.
You niggas were high when you. Wanya,
you know what it's like? It's like when Boogalove in the middle of a joint, you just go. If you walk into any building and you see the receptionist or ever just sitting down saying, you know she's having a good day.
I hear you.
You know it's a good time. Okay. You know there's certain sounds. Okay. You know, if you see someone say, hey, you already know it's a good time. You don't know what the hell.
What is it about black people that. What is it about black people that like, we always do that? Like,
we just love sounds.
Like,
man.
Even on a Friday, you'll hear somebody go.
You know it's going down.
and then like out of nowhere, somebody who wasn't even like that doesn't even know what was going on. Somebody will come in and say, "Get down."
Yeah, but that's the formula. I mean, but that's like a formula. Like that's also like a formula. Like just for good time. Even like with Boss Zonka, I think we started off just going ziggy.
Yeah. That doesn't mean
anything. But the sound makes you like feel like. Okay, I can release myself. I can do it if I repeat the sound that I'm hearing.
I'm about to wild out right now.
I can
now.
Have a fun time. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I think like African music like is a lot about sounds. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the words actually doesn't have to make sense. All about like sounds. You know what I mean? Yeah. And most of the stuff I do doesn't really make sense. It's all about the sound.
That's a great explanation.
It's the whole design.
Yeah, it's just the design of it. It's the cloth, bro.
So you're with Moti for a while, right?
Mm.
So
what happened for a
little
Ricky?
Bit. No, for a little bit.
For a little bit. First question: why did you leave? Secondly, what happened to Ricky at Back to the City?
I don't know.
And the same thing that happened to 50,
know.
Apparently.
And what happened to 50?
Yeah, what happened to 50?
What happened to Ricky at Back to the City?
I try not to explain any of these things. People are just gonna have to keep listening to the song. Just stream that song and just try to figure out. Just keep streaming and listening. But no, man, I don't know what happened to, like, Motif, like, we were cool. I just wanted to do my own thing and just establish myself and establish my own brand and, like, market myself.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like anybody could market me at the stage I was at. Like, I have to try stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I just decided to go fully independent. But in terms of what happened to Ricky, it's pretty much the same thing that had happened to 50. You understand what I'm saying? So
what happened to 50?
Hey, man, a lot of things happened to 50, but I'm not talking about 2015 bankrupt 50. I'm talking about 2002 50. You know,
yeah,
I'm talking okay. about
in the club 50.
Yes, yeah. I'm talking about in the club 50. I'm yeah. not. I'm not talking about 2015 problems 50. I don't want the problems. Just make one thing clear. We're not talking about F and Vodka 50. Yeah?
I feel
talking about G-Unit spinning piece. We're not talking about Frigo 50. No. We're talking about Reebok 50. That's the one we're talking
damn
about.
Damn,
yeah.
50 done. All right,
cool.
Way,
so now, I mean, you've had quite a journey, man, over the years. And there was a point where you were fighting drug addiction, man.
Yeah.
And I want to ask, do you feel like that stopped you from being, you know, like the great artist that you are now?
Well, you'll never fight. I mean, you're always fighting. Like the fight never stops. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like a continuous thing. So it's like a continuous mind state. Like I was turning up. Like I was going in. That's why I'm asking. Like Prince. Like where did Prince get those upper ones? You know? That was way. Like what happened to the normal days? You know what I mean?
Like,
so back in my day, you know, it was simple. You know, it was just like, you know. So basically, man, I think there comes a certain time in your life where you're like, okay. We can turn up, and there's some people who stop, and there's some people who don't stop.
Yeah,
I was the person who didn't stop.
I just want
to
know
that
like,
was me. You have to stop everything, like no alcohol, nothing. I have to stay clear all the time.
Obviously, there was a time where you were pretty much like, you know, like this shit needs to stop.
Yeah.
What happened? What made you? Stop.
Like what was the moment?
What happened within that moment?
I think it's more of like a build up. It's not really like it's like you keep trying, you know what I'm saying? Like when you keep trying to stop, like oh man, I'm never drinking again. Or I'm not hitting that again. Right? If you do it again in the next couple of days or a week, the motion doubles up. So every time you do it again, it doubles up.
Yeah.
So you become like more and more of a wreck the more, you know what I mean, you keep basically relapsing or whatever. So I just relapsed like so many times, and it was like, so I was just like a wreck, like, you don't look good, you're not taking care of yourself anymore, you know what I mean, like the mission has just completely been derailed. From that, at that moment, it was like, yo, this can't happen again. And then I got sober for like 3 months, and then I met the love of my life, Bianca, and then fortunately she fell pregnant. And I think like if she had not fallen pregnant, and if we had and not been together at that time, I could have possibly relapsed again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that whole situation stopped me from relapsing again long enough for me to gain the confidence to be able to live my life without having to relapse or without having to use anything. So it kept me focused for such a long period of time that I don't even think about alcohol or drugs or nothing anymore.
What? So being in the entertainment industry, is it, especially being a rapper, is there not a lot of pressure? Because I'm sure a lot of it is around you, alcohol, drugs or whatever.
Dog, he's sponsored by Russian Bay, bruh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm still selling the stuff. You know what I mean? I'm still selling
the
stuff.
The FN vodka, Russian Bay. What happened to Ricky? What happened to 50? You know, these things
get
come together.
We get it now.
Nah, but like, yo, like, I just wish, like, I can't tell you I didn't have fun.
Yeah.
I had a lot of
fun.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, I had a lot of fun, and I can't tell anybody like drugs aren't fun. They are fun, you understand what I'm saying? But there's certain people who can stop and certain people who can't stop. That's the biggest issue, you understand what I'm saying? So for me, it's like when I see it in the industry, I just wish some of these guys would do it right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I see a lot of people have grown up about it, because in my days it was cowboys, like we were just cowboys on the street.
we were
gunslinging cowboys, you know? Yeah. But now it looks like a lot of people, I won't say, I don't want to glorify drugs, but a lot of people seem to be doing it right. We have got less cowboys than when I was coming into the industry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I can be around it and not be affected, because people aren't reckless, you know? People get reckless when they influence kids to live a certain lifestyle. And luckily, South Africa is not at that stage yet where people are influencing kids to sip scissor or to, you know, get high on Marley's or whatever. We're not there yet. I don't know if we're going to get there, but, you know, I'm just happy that people are responsible about, you know, not influencing the kids, you know.
As a man that's recovered, what is your message to somebody who's trying to, you know, overcome that addiction?
I don't think I'm never recovered. You know
what
I mean?
It's a constant battle.
Because it's like the day I decide, you see, the day I decide to take my t-shirt off with Capital when Capital's going in.
Shut off,
Cap. And I grab that champagne. The day I decide to do that, we're on and popping. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like an allergy for me. I don't think I'm recovered, but, you know, I mean, for me, it's like I say, there's certain people who can stop and certain people who can't. If you're one of the people that can't, you know what I mean, you just need to have the strength to admit it, you know. If you can't admit it, then it's a problem.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
Yo, man, we're getting quite deep right here,
of
man.
Of course.
Yeah,
yo,
like,
man, let's take a bit of a
I
music
was like, yo,
break,
this
man.
AO technology needs to stop right quick, you know what I'm
saying?
I
thought he was going to switch it up.
Man, that would have been too visual, man. That would have been too visual.
Bring us down a bit, you know? And play some 6
a.m. Bring in some kids.
Yes. Play 6 a.m. in social movement.
Fuck you,
I thought you were going to bring it in.
Yo, man, there's still 20 minutes left of the Capital wrap-up. We also hang out with Ricky Rick. Right now, we're going to play one of my favorite joints off of the album, Family Values, man. This is called Shining. Let's get into it.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. We were actually just speaking to Ricky off air. And it's just interesting, man, about how... I feel like artists, I have a grievance with South African hip-hop artists in particular. I feel like the goal is just to go platinum, and then once niggas have gone platinum, they forget about the other singles that we still fuck with off the album.
Yeah.
You know?
And
you were just saying that, yo, ish, I should have shot a video for this joint.
Yeah.
And like, yo, why don't you shoot the videos for, you know, some of the other joints on the album?
Are we moving on or what?
Well, first off, like, an album for me,
yeah,
the way I see it, which might work to my detriment.
Okay.
And it might have worked to my detriment on this run, especially when it comes to getting the album the recognition it deserved.
Yeah.
I've always seen an album as a three-month project, 4-month project. I don't see an album as something you need to push for
a year, know, ever,
for a year or longer than that. I see it as like, literally as like something you drop,
yeah,
people take it, you see what the results is, and done. You feel what I'm saying? And I've always approached like the music that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I would have dropped more music videos, but like my music videos cost like 200k plus each, you know what I mean?
GoPro.
So like, yo, I can't afford I can't afford to shoot music videos, and I don't use product placement in my music videos either. Because
yeah.
I'm not really fucking with the brands like that, you know, like,
yeah,
brands need to, I feel like brands need to give me a million before I fuck with them, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to put a brand in my video that's just paying for the video. They're not really investing in like our
in
lives.
You. Yeah.
You know what,
yeah,
I mean? So for me, I've always seen it as like, my plan was like, drop a Zonke, album comes out, album sales get pushed by Bozonke, drop one more songs just to show dynamic range, and then it's done. You feel what I'm saying?
Shit.
So like everything I dropped before the album was leading up to the album.
Yeah.
Then the album needs to run, do its thing, and then you pull back, and then you don't invest any more into the album. That's how I see it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Speaking
so it's like, that's, so I would have loved to drop other songs, but it's like, there's no time and there's no money to like keep trying to like bash people with the same product,
yeah,
when the album sales have done its job. You know what I'm saying? Like, same reason you probably won't see a music video from Drake's album. You know, once it's done its job, it's done its job.
You know? How far are you from going platinum?
Oh no, we're like on 55. I think we're on 55,000. 55,000 units. So we're already platinum. We're already platinum. But like, I'm not even excited about it like how I was with the gold, because with the gold we had to work so hard to get it, like, yeah, the gigs and the tours, we had to like really push and like try our best to get the sales.
Yeah,
we went platinum basically from like Vodacom and MTN. So what happened was, MTN and Vodacom combined, we did like 1.5 million single sales. So if you don't know, a lot of people don't know this, single sales get converted into album sales. Same reason how you get Deb and Knight selling 4 million singles and the album is announced 4 times platinum, you know what,
yeah,
I mean? So those sales get converted and it gives you album sales. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, that's like the natural progression of like what the singles did. Like, I think Bozonka did like 700,000 and Sondela surprisingly did like nearly the same. So it was really amazing. Really amazing.
Congrats, that's crazy, man. Congrats.
So, thank you. Like, as you know, you're talking about how like, you know, you were pushing for the gold and whatnot. When other artists, like, what's that dude's name? The Tosa dude?
Ifeanyi.
Yeah, Ifeanyi. Yeah. Like, when he did what he did, how do you, as an artist, feel about that kind of notion?
Well, like I say, man, I can't judge Ifeanyi, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Ifeanyi, I got mad respect for Ifeanyi, but he did whatever he did for his own reasons. You check what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would never do what he wanted to do. But in the same way, someone from the record labels who are getting their music into the music stores and are able to push their music traditionally, mm-hmm, and have the money to push their music traditionally, mm-hmm, might look at the way that I did it and look at my way and say they would never do that either, you know? It's a different system.
Yeah,
so everyone's got like different systems that they operate by, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like the first day gold, I felt like if he had done it like organically and really tried to get the music to actually to the people, he probably would have gotten more respect for it. But at the end of the day, like I always say, it's not about, you know, what we think, you know. As long as he achieved his goal, then it's, you know, it's all good, you know what I mean? But like, tell the truth, man, it's all a game of numbers. Like, it doesn't really matter, bro. Like, to tell the truth, like, it doesn't matter whether you go gold or platinum or whatever. It's all about like your impact on the culture and, you know, and what you're trying to do for the culture. It's not really about the accolades. Those are nice, you know, it's nice to have on your wall.
Yeah.
I don't even think I have my plaque hanged up, you know. But like, you know, it's not about any of the awards or none of that. It's all about like your impact, you know?
Speaking of impact and shifting the culture, I've seen, well, I'm assuming from the outside, it looks like you draw a lot of inspiration from Kanye,
yeah,
in terms of how seriously you take your visuals, in terms of the fashion. The song that you most recently dropped, you dropped on your own platform, just like he does. How much does he, you know, inspire you, and how important do you think it is to do things that always shift the culture and take it a step further?
I feel like I wish I had the platform or like the money to say half of the things I wanted to say. Like, because Kanye, you know, that's one thing he'll teach you, is that say what you want to say and do what you want to do. Sometimes it works against you, sometimes it'll work for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, I get inspired really by like trying to work out the system, you know? Because the system is like something that is so beyond us, you don't understand how things really work. It's so beyond you. It's so like, it's right at the top, you know what I mean? Mm. And if you have people at the bottom like us, I'm always at the bottom. I'm an underdog. You check what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing this by myself and with my wife, Bianca. You check what I'm saying? So we don't know half of the stuff. So the more we can get it, our emotions going to create, the better we'll be, you know what I mean? So, the only thing is that, like, that Kanye really teaches me, like, I don't really follow him in terms of style and all that stuff anymore. I used to, like, I don't think he's like crazy influential in terms of style anymore, but like I really respect the way that he like says what he needs to say when he needs to say it.
Okay.
Speaking of shifting the culture, I mean, you guys influence a lot of the way people dress and talk or whatever, especially with slang, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a tweet here. This was from one of the followers here. He says that he wants me to ask you what a black dandy is.
Oh, he's still black. He's still asking about a black dandy. Yeah. That was like 2010 talk. Eh?
Yeah.
A black what?
A black dandy. Damn. So a black dandy is like, oh man. That's like the lowest form of like, you know, like Crocodile Dandy?
Remember Crocodile Dandy? Yeah.
Remember it was like that dirty, you know, the dirty swag, you know what I mean? With the, so imagine like Crocodile Dandy, the way he looks, right?
Yeah.
Imagine he was black. That's like, yo. You don't wanna, that's what you look like. You look like a black.
Okay,
you
know, so that's what a black dandy was. So we don't use that anymore.
No, we don't use that.
Yo, I might though. Now that I know what it means, I think
you
want to
bring
like,
it back.
Nigga, out here looking like a black dandy.
So we got another one here. Someone is asking about your outfit at the Summers.
Yeah.
This lady wants you to explain. Nice.
Explain which one.
I saw a picture of that shit.
There was one where people
went crazy with the memes for that one. They went crazy with the snap.
Yeah, that one.
So what do they want me to explain?
Just
explain
please
both.
Please ask outfits. You about your summer outfit.
The red carpet. I'm more interested in the red carpet. But let's speak about the red carpet first.
The red carpet.
You're not I thought you were talking about the Canadian red fox. The Canadian red fox.
That was nice. That was clean. That was clean.
Okay, hold up. Oh, you talking about before? Are you talking about the Gucci Bloom shirt? The silk? Are you talking about the silk Gucci Bloom?
I assume that's what she's asking
about. Maybe. Hold up.
Oh, this
maybe
she was talking about so hard. And he's gonna act like it's lovely.
Maybe she was talking about the Gucci Princetown leather slippers. Was she talking about that? with the kangaroo fur inside. Maybe she was talking about the kangaroo fur slippers from Gucci.
I think we got an explanation.
Only two pairs in South Africa. Maybe she was talking about that.
Yeah, watch out.
This nigga just went Gucci.
Hey, hold up. What is she talking about, though? Hold up. What? Was she talking about the rings? Was she talking about the rings? The rings, like...
I think we got it.
Nah. Go in, Ricky.
I don't know what she told me.
Go in, Ricky.
She can talk about my knees. My knees is fucked up, guys. One thing you guys need to realize, I've got skinny fucking legs.
No, like, you
and
know,
there's nothing I can do about it. I've got skinny fucking legs, okay?
Can I just say something?
So like, don't worry about my legs, B.
So today,
about my knees, man.
So today, I saw this other Instagram. Where like somebody was asking Tembisi here, they're like they show this picture, right?
Oh yeah.
They show this picture. So he's like, yo, is this what you meant when you said you've got the seized with the disease with ease? Like, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I saw
like,
that picture. That
where
funny.
Do people get all this time to think of
let
this?
Let me tell you something. Yo, I'm always gonna rock the freshest styles. And you guys, like, people are going to catch up, like, maybe 10 years down.
Tell
but
them.
What I will always admit, my knees are fucked up. My legs are fucked up. I've been trying to avoid shorts because I saw the response on Instagram and Facebook. If I post anything with my legs showing, it's always going to be a problem.
Yeah, a problem.
So that's the only thing that actually we can talk about. I don't want to talk about the Canadian red fox. You know?
Yo, I just want to ask you some shit on some real nigga shit, right?
Yeah.
So now you're Casper's best friend, right? And so obviously you've got the whole situation with AKA happening.
It's just me and my
And
car,
every time
aka speaks to you, and or he lets us know that he speaks to you. I feel like he's
even Ricky
on you
called me the other day.
Yeah, you know, to spite Casper.
That's like, real talk. That's
like
real
he's
talk.
Bitching on you or like
I don't know, hey man, you know better.
That's real talk, Cap.
Hey bro, hey, I don't know, bro. All I know is that like, hey, I don't know, but you know, those guys have their own thing that they're working to. I mean, me and Keenan have never had a problem. We've always spoken and we've always done A, B, and C.
Yeah.
So like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it is what it is. Like, but I'm just in a place where I don't I'm not in the middle of games. I'm not trying to be in the middle of any games. You know what I mean? Like, I want like Joburg, especially Joburg, to unite.
Yeah.
Especially hip hop wise, like so much is going on. I'm really at a place where I want this thing to work out. So whether it's like a snitch factor, whatever, I don't know. I can't.
Okay,
I remember after Composure, he dropped that track, Spread Love.
And I literally spoke to him. Like
you were Minister Farrakhan on that shit. Like, yo, yeah. Niggas.
Hey, they didn't get it, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, they weren't trying, nobody was trying to hear it. They was like, hey, nigga, I thought you were going in, nigga. And they weren't trying to hear it, eh?
Ricky's responding, but yo. And the trap be another
hey,
one.
The trap beat was going in. Like, yeah, coming. Ah, the beat dies down.
Jesus.
Scoop's telling you about the caves, eh? Gotta find it.
All right, cool. We are running out of time, so we do have to wrap up a bit. So you're putting out the Silikotin video. You said you might push it because of all the videos that are coming.
Oh,
but,
man.
But one thing I want to ask, man, you went to Paris, and I thought you were shooting that video in Paris.
Yeah, then, I mean, yeah.
Because you went with Adrian, who shoots a lot of your shit.
Yeah, we're going to use that for a documentary, most probably.
Okay.
So we're like still continuously shooting a documentary. So we'll probably use that for the documentary.
Okay, cool, Shab. So from the video, what can we expect from the video? And also tell us about what's happening at Zone 6 on Friday.
Yeah, Zone 6 on Friday, we're doing a free party for the fans. It's going down. All you have to do is register by emailing bosszonka@gmail.com. It's just a turn up, man. I got everybody there. Cap, you're going to be out there. You know, a lot of people are just coming out. All my friends just come out to support. It's going to be like a major turn up.
A free
and,
party.
Yeah, free party. Like Mahalas, we're coming in. Soweto, it's a shutdown.
Okay, that's crazy. Okay, does that include the alcohol or what?
No.
Hey, I know. Hey, I know Russian Bear is gonna be out there, so that's why I'm asking.
I don't wanna recognize that question.
Thank you.
But before I let you,
I just got my SMS by the way with the web tickets.
Nigga, I need like a verse, a freestyle, or something before I let you go, real quick.
Oh man.
Real quick.
Oh man, just like that.
Just like that.
Oh man, what I got. Ish. Okay, maybe I must do it off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's Ricky Rick, yo, we're chilling on the show. Every time we're coming through, you know we counting that dough. Let them know, if they say so, tell them hold up. We just did a show and we sold out. So everybody come through, bring the booze. And everybody come through on the ones and twos. It's DJ Cap, he's scratching, kicks is matching. Everybody come through, the whips is hatchbacking. Ooh,
hey.
Just got the Golf 6. I need to get a couple, throw them in the mix. Hey, we still going, still flowing. And everybody tell them, if you're still on the boat, we still rowing. Cover the whips, we still towing. Whoosh. Cover the chains, they still going. Whoosh. Cover the honeys, they still knowing. Whoosh. Cover the wind, we still blowing. Whoosh. Cover the chest, they still showing. Whoosh. Yo. It's Ricky Rickles, Boss Zonke, Boss Nonke. Hey, I came through and we doing this all day. People said I couldn't rap, quit that. And if they say they got nice honeys, I hear that. My girls in the building, dismiss that. I love you, baby, then I kiss that. Okay, check it out. It's still off the top of my head. Yeah.
See,
ain't nobody
one,
can hold
one.
Me. It's Ricky Rick. I blew up ever since I brought the Roly. Esh, I'm checking the time. Everybody see me shining. They're checking the grind. Everybody said I couldn't rap. I'm rapping off the mind. Oosh, these niggas is way behind. Woo. I keep going. I keep showing.
Yo, we gotta get it, man.
Yo, check it.
We're
still going. Hey, where's the beat?
Let them go a cappella.
Nigga, hey, check it, yo. Yo.
Yo, my G, I gotta let you go.
Check this out. Hey, yo, this is how we do it. Yo. The whole time. Off the top of the dome, shit.
That was Ricky Rick, man. Thank you so much for coming through hanging out with us. We'll be back on the Capitol Wrap-Up next week, 3 p.m.
Peace.
Let's
out.
Go.
Cliff Central. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.